Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little,
followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, it is a good day. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Sorry, Buzz. I've ruined it.
What is going on?
I've ruined it already.
You know when you laugh so hard you're scared you're going to fart? I'm having to clench. Because I'm worried
they're going to fart. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I showed Big as a video just before we went to air. Anyway, I shouldn't have done it. It was very unprofessional.
It's very funny. How are we all?
Well, you're in a better mood now.
Oh, I was.
I walked into the studio just before, and I've never seen such female tension in the air. Oh. And I said, what's going on? And you said, well, Caitlin, our producer, you go, she just called me fat.
She just pretty much said to me, am I pregnant? I was like, what's that meant to mean? Did you look at my fat guts? Which could explain why I might possibly fart because I'm laughing so hard. It's because I had lentils for lunch and I've blown up a bit.
Did you have lentils for lunch?
Oh, mixed in with some other stuff.
Whoa. Anyway. Okay. That's good considering we're sitting in a shoebox of a studio. That's very considerate of you.
Perhaps
thank
my
you.
Stomach's blown up a bit. No, I'm not. Thanks, Caitlin.
Do you want to explain yourself?
You're looking good yourself, babe.
I definitely didn't say you were fat.
Well,
I just thought how exciting it would be if next year.
Yeah.
Because we've got an extra half hour in our show.
Yeah.
That you'd have an extra half with you and have a baby and it'd just be like correlating and really cute.
So you'd like me to have a baby just so we've got a promo line about the extra half hour of our show.
As a producer, yes, that'd be great.
Caitlin, is this you just hitting on Carrie?
Definitely not.
Is that what's happening here?
Want to have a baby together, Caitlin? Is that what you're asking?
And has the hitting on, has it increased or decreased since you just found out the hot talk about lentils? Does that make you more?
Definitely increased.
Okay.
Start
well, between your farts and the sexual tension in the air, we've got to go to a song. I've got a story for you next. I tried to lie to cover a mate's injury, and it has absolutely backfired.
Don't make me laugh too hard, though, okay?
Well,
calmly.
Okay.
We'll chat about that next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're going to sparkle up someone's life a bit later on in the show, Buzz.
We absolutely certainly are.
Okay, great.
Up my life now, though. Well, we started with a laughing fest.
I've got
keep
a bit,
me chuckling.
I've got a bit of a dilemma. I, as you know, had a Bucks weekend on the weekend. And what's the most common activity you think happens?
Going to a strip joint.
Okay. I was gonna dance around it a lot more.
If you're on a Bucks weekend, yes. You were there for 3 nights, do you do that every single night or just once?
Just once.
Okay.
I imagine a lot of them they would go 5 times, even if they were just on a Bucks day.
Right.
Right? But this was just once. And so there's dancing that happens, right? You sit around. This is the thing that I find weird. There's food. Don't you find that weird?
Is there always food?
I don't know. To be honest, I don't go to a lot.
Well, you've been to other Bucks days with strippers.
I don't think I have.
And was there food before?
I don't even believe that I tried to lie.
Why?
I can't even believe that I tried to go, no, I don't think we have them at the chess club meetings that I go to.
Was there food at the other things?
No.
No.
No, but that's more been a them come to the...
Okay, too much detail.
Yeah.
The food, is it mini party pies or like a smorgasbord?
No, this was a sit-down lunch, right? Oh. This was a sit-down lunch.
What, like entree and mains dessert?
Yes. And then a person, because let's keep it gender neutral, a person could be
anybody. And also there's kids
anybody.
In the car.
Yep. Well, you're the one that's mentioned all the offensive bits so far.
I haven't. I was talking about whether they were party pies or a smorgasbord.
I was going to just call it a dancing factory.
Okay, so you're at a dancing factory and you got food.
Yeah, we're at a dancing factory.
And then
this
a dancing thing came out of the sky.
A thing is disrespectful. A dancing present arrived, like down a fireman's pole, right, in the middle of the table at the dancing factory.
Why are you having your prawns for entree?
Yes. I know. It was quite confusing, to be honest. And
do you
anyway,
stop eating out of respect or you just keep eating?
Well, I kept eating, but I'm not sure what the rules are. And my mate, the Buck, was sitting directly opposite me. And the roof opened up and this dancing person fell from the roof down the pole and this song came on, right?
Oh, yeah.
And,
I love this song.
And
Channing Tatum.
This dancer happened to be a she, and she was dressed as a cowgirl. And She had quite a large belt buckle on, right? And then she did a dancing move to my friend the Buck where...
with that song, I can imagine what the move was.
Right. Yeah. And it hit his... The belt buckle hit his head quite aggressively. And he panicked and he yells to me. He goes, "Litsy! Litsy!" And I looked up from my
meal. What's Litsy?
That's what he calls me.
Oh.
He goes, "Litsy! Litsy!" And I looked up from my
prawns.
Meal. Yeah, it's my prawns. I'm cutting up. And I look at him. He's bleeding from... his forehead where his belt buckle's in him, and he goes to me, he goes, "How am I going to explain this to the missus?" And I was panicked, and I've got a mouth full of prawn. I go, "Oh, no, no, mate, I'm sorry. I'm preoccupied." Anyway, then we get home.
That's not good.
But then I go out with his missus last night,
yeah.
Right? And we're out, and we're talking about the weekend, and she goes, "How's Lockie's head?" And I went into panic mode and I said, "Oh, he told you about the wrestling." and she goes, "The wrestling?" And I said, "Yeah, the wrestling, the few of the boys, you know, had a bit of rough and tumble and boom." I think he hit his head on like the corner of it, like a coffee table or something. And she goes, "Oh, that's weird, because he said a dancer's belt buckle hit him in the head. And so I thought, well, I don't even know why I've bothered lying.
Why did you lie?
Because I thought he...
But he didn't tell you to lie, did he?
No. But,
no.
But when he said to me, "How am I going to explain this?" I thought,
he's
probably going to...
You wouldn't have told her the truth.
Yeah. And then
I've
looked like an idiot because I've gone, "Oh, the wrestling." So here's what I want to know from you. On 131060, I want to know what the injury was, but what was the lie that you used to try and cover the injury?
Clever.
Yeah. So I want you to give us the lie first, and then I want to find out what the real injury is.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, we're talking about lying about injuries because my mate received an injury from a dancer on his Bucks weekend in which a belt buckle viciously cut open his forehead, and I stupidly tried to lie to his missus.
That it was done during a wrestling game between the boys. Do you know what reminded me of the other night? Ollie found this Swiss Army knife that we didn't know we had in our house, right?
That's
and we were
hectic.
Like, "Okay, stop using that, buddy. Like, put it away. You'll hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself. You don't hurt yourself." And then he walked into another room. He came back out of the room with blood on his finger, like, and his hand. And he goes, "Oh, Mum, I cut my hand on the pool." And I was like, "What? When?" And he goes, "This afternoon." I'm like, "You haven't even been in the pool. What were you doing?" "Oh, just the edge of it." Like, "Mate. We just told you 2 minutes ago to put down the Swiss Army knife and now you're coming in here telling me your hand is cut from the pool?"
Me and Ollie together. "Now say we were wrestling. Say we were, oh God.
We were wrestling in the pool."
"Yeah, we're in the pool. Why are you both dry?" "No more questions."
We got Jade. Oh, Jade, tell us your lie. Or do you want the lie first?
Nah,
or
Jade, I'd love to hear the real injury first. What happened?
I was coated in a lot of bruises. And I mean, just coated in bruises, looking a bit purple.
Okay, and so
I got discovered at a medical. So I was getting a medical done for a new job. And so they looked at this bruising and said, "We might need to run some tests. We think you're anemic."
Oh.
So I said, I just had a martial arts grading on the weekend. And you know, the guys didn't like getting put down. So that's how I got these bruises. "Oh, okay. Yeah, no problem. And everything was fine.
I had been at a party
with a lot of emergency responders. We'll leave it at that. At which I had been a smart ass, and one of them had decided that they would shut me up by handcuffing me to a stairwell banister.
Oh.
I disagreed with the punishment and decided to fight them and about 10 other partygoers off, and I did end up handcuffed to the stairwell banister, but they ended up with about as many bruises as I did.
This sounds like another dancing situation where you're trying to make this PG as well. Is that what you mean by emergency responders?
No, it was genuinely 000. So it was 000 responders of all different uniforms who had a night off.
Oh, you guys
one of them had a house party.
They've got intense jobs. They've got to let their hair down.
Yeah, big time.
Thanks, Jay. That's an awesome story.
Did you get nervous through that story? Because I'll be honest, I got really nervous.
There was
nervous.
Lots of times I was like, where's this going?
Yeah, I know. And I started thinking, I just started panicking, to be honest.
Yeah. Good outcome, though.
Yeah, happy ending. Great. It's a real roller coaster sometimes, this game of broadcasting. Hey, Natalie, see if you can frighten us as well. Firstly, give us the real injury.
So the real injury was I snuck out to see a boy and then got a got a call from the home number thinking, crap, I've been busted.
Yeah.
So started running back to the house. It was a bit dark. Went around the side alley, smashed into a bucket of bricks, split my knee open, like blood everywhere. And I was like, I have to run back into the house, climb through my window, get back in, and then say, I'm here. I've been here the whole time. So I come up with a story as to why my knee is bleeding.
Bleeding everywhere.
What did you use as your excuse?
I just said I slipped in the bathroom, smashed on the corner of the cabinet. So,
did they buy that excuse?
They actually did, yeah.
Oh, parents are either idiots or the smartest people ever, because either they had no idea or they knew whole time.
It was all too hard to...
Yeah. Right.
They
thought nobody cuts their knee open in the bathroom and makes absolutely no noise about it.
No, I remember clearly when I lied to my mum when I went to see my boyfriend. Yeah. And remember I told you this story and she came to pick me up. I said I was helping my friend's mum for her 50th.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And I wasn't at all.
Yeah.
And then I came home very late. And then the next time my mum picked me up from that friend's house, she said to the mum, how was your 50th? Yeah. And she said, I didn't have a 50th.
Yeah.
And she said to me, get in the car, you're grounded. She kept that for 3 months, she sat on that.
Yeah. Yes.
They're smart women.
Smart, mum. Finish us off, Lisa. Lisa, first give us the real injury.
So the real injury was the stripper had set my husband's armpits hairs on fire with shaving cream.
What was the lie?
The lie was that that his groomsman had shaved his armpits on our wedding night. I was like, what is wrong with your armpits? And he's like, oh, the boys did a trick and they shaved them off and, you know, thought nothing more of it. And then on our honeymoon, he's like telling me about this crazy stripper that set his armpits on fire with bloody shaving cream.
How is that sexy?
I don't know, but it's...
Hey, baby, I'm going to set your armpits on fire.
I'm getting hot and heavy over here. You got to go to a song.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. All right, got a bit of a community service announcement to start with.
You've got so many bits. I've never seen you with so many bits. What's going on? You're juggling your bits,
mate. I don't know what bit to go with first.
Oh.
Okay, which bit do you want to know about? Do you want to know what you should drink and not drink at your Christmas party? Do you want to know about how not to be duped in the Black Friday sale? Do you want to know about how much of an idiot Trump is? Or do you want to know about...
Drinks.
Let's start with drinks. They've done some research.
It's the Christmas party tomorrow.
Yeah.
I just got told you're going. It's the hit Christmas party tomorrow.
You're going too?
I'll go if you go, mate.
Okay, great. We probably should have chatted about this before because I do have something on tomorrow.
Oh.
I've got a school Christmas party. Anyway, no one else cares. if you are going
you
to Christmas...
You don't even go to school. It's the worst lie ever.
If you're going to a Christmas...
I've got my... I just saw you look up and to the left. I've got my school Christmas party. Oh, good one, Bickers. They'll never see through that, mate. You're a genius.
We were talking before about lies, and, you know. Anyway, they've done some research on what drinks you should drink at the Christmas parties, right? If you're worried about your complexion, you're worried about your health. All right, the number one drink you should drink is tequila.
This is for your skin.
Yes. Okay. They say if you skip the salt, it's skin friendly because it contains less sugar. The next drink, this is going to be a surprise for everybody, is beer. Apparently, less alcohol than spirits, tends to get consumed more slowly. I'm not sure who they've been quizzing on this, but apparently it gets consumed more slowly. So drink has become less dehydrated and it contains antioxidants, which are amazing for the skin.
I'm guessing it's consumed slowly relatively, right? Because it's only 5% as opposed to throwing back wine or something that's...
Thanks, Waleed.
that was really fair. I bought myself up over that.
Then it goes white wine, which is very high in sugar, mojito, margarita, and the worst one to have for your skin is red wine.
Oh,
so think about that.
That's
and the worst thing is also you get that stained mouth.
Teeth. You know
and
that,
then you're talking
you
know, to you, hey, Sally, how you going? Get away from me, you creepy red wine freak.
Yeah, old man, hey, Tiff. Oh, is this your first... a school Christmas party.
Spitting all over you.
You know, if Carrie's coming to the school Christmas party.
Okay, the next thing is Black Friday. I can't speak today. Black Friday sales. Oh. Black Friday sales are happening
in the US at the moment. On a bad accent for a prank call.
They're happening, and this poor woman has been duped, and this is a community service announcement. If you see anybody driving a black truck around selling things, be careful. This guy was selling heaps of stuff.
I told you
it's community service.
Yeah, but I don't know. If you didn't know that you shouldn't buy stuff from a black man.
Anyway, she said, what are you selling? He said, purses, DVDs, CDs, phones. She goes, phones? Oh, what kind of phone? He said, iPhone 6. She said, awesome. How much? He said, $100. He gave her a box. She got it home and it had a whole heap of potatoes inside. So, as a message for you all, don't buy iPhones off black trucks on the side of the road.
A different colour truck is okay, though?
White trucks?
Oh, because you can't say that, mate.
Why?
You can't say that. You can't go into such racial areas when we're talking about trucks.
White. I'm trying to think of one that's not dark.
I'm sorry, mate, but I don't want to be involved in this racial game that you've got going on here.
Our race has got anything to do with it.
Well, you just really implied that white trucks were somehow better.
No, I was thinking because they didn't have tinted windows.
Oh, you!
Toe make is something.
Buzz,
finally,
I have pushed my chin.
Do you know
back
what
my
other bit?
Oh, I don't know. What is it? Which race is better at other things?
Donald Trump? Do you want to hear about Donald Trump?
Oh, what's it going to be from you, judging by your last segment? Go Trump, up the Trump. Is that what it's going to be?
Sure. Okay. I'm done. Shutting up shop.
All right.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy right across the country.
New Mount Franklin sparkling water in a can. Crack open one today.
Feeling flat this summer?
Sparkle up your life with Carrie and Tommy.
All this week we've teamed up with Mount Franklin to help sparkle up your life. We've been asking you, Australia, what you're feeling flat about this summer, then doing something about it. And it's been a great week, hasn't it, guys?
Oh, we've given away barbecues, Harbour Bridge climbs, we've given away holidays. It's been amazing.
Who have we got on the line today? Because
we've got Elise from Newcastle. Hey, Elise.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Why are you feeling flat, babe?
Lots of bills, broken car. I have a four-year-old, so just want to give him the Christmas that he deserves, that he wants. Yeah.
But you can't because you've got bills to pay. What's the biggest bill? What's the biggest financial issue at the moment in your world?
My car. So I damaged the front of it about a year ago, and the back is also damaged, and it's duct taped together, so it's probably dangerous now.
Hey, Elise, we've got one bit of great news for you.
Okay, thank you.
You told us it was going to cost you about $1,400 to fix your car.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you that $1,400 in cash so you can get your car fixed for summer.
But even more than that.
Your son, what's your son's name?
Lyric.
Okay, we have organised for Lyric to go to another family. don't need that pesky cost for Christmas.
No, we're going to give Lyric...
Well, I was going to say, is he listening?
Is he listening?
No, I'm going to get him from school now.
Okay,
no.
Great. So we can tell you because you can keep it a surprise for him.
Oh, good.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
You're going to get a brand new cedarwood playset for your backyard. And I can see a pic of this here. There's swings, there's slide. He's going to have the best summer ever in a new, not new car. I was going to say a new car. We haven't given you a new car. Our sponsor's going, it's not a new car.
In a fixed car. definitely a fixed car.
Is that going to help your summer, Elise?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank
well,
you.
That's a great way. That makes me feel happy.
That's amazing. It's something that I couldn't have given him. So thank you so much.
Hopefully he'll get to enjoy it for years and bring
all
his friends.
Oh, he will. Oh, and all the friends, all the kids around the neighbourhood too will come over and have a play. So
amazing.
Good on you.
Have a great summer, Elise.
Thank you so much, guys.
Tomorrow being Friday, guys, the last time we sparkle up someone's life.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Watching the news this morning and I heard this. Buzz?
We're frozen.
Oh, are we? We can't play audio. Buzz, you know the words. Just put on your newsreader voice and do it.
25-year-old fitter and turner Luke Newton built the theme park-sized ride with a couple of his tradie mates. But council says it's dangerous and wants it pulled down.
I'll tell you what, Buzz, that was a very good impression.
I've been practising.
That was the most amazing sound effect I've heard you do.
What theme park-sized ride is causing council problems?
Do you know what I reckon it could be? Because I got sent an ad for this from my mate. mate the other day. Yeah, they were giving away one of those bucking bull things for free. Is this what it is?
No.
Okay,
but that's cool.
Yeah.
And you whack it in your backyard.
Yeah, you just have to go and pick it up and bring it to you. I've got my eyes dead set on the prize.
That'd make summer fun.
Wouldn't it?
No. So I looked into this story.
Yep.
I heard the rest of the report.
Yep.
What's happened, right, is a group of mates in Perth got a hold of an old slide from like a fairground like ride, like a from a show,
know,
like
those
a royal
big,
show.
Those big coloured ones.
But the ones that have like blue, yellow, green, all the rides next to each other, and you go on a Hessian sack and then you go down the slide.
Oh, the sack slide.
The sack slide.
It. They're awesome.
Okay, I went on it a couple of months ago with my daughter. Love it, right?
Yeah.
They've got themselves hold of one of them and they've gone, let's bring it in, put it in the backyard and have the slides going into our pool, mate.
Oh, my God.
So they've got it over.
Is this not the best thing that's
I know.
Ever happened?
He's a fitter and turner, so he's got his fitter and turner mates.
I've never known what they really did.
I don't know either, but they put slides together.
Yes.
And they've built this slide, right? Now, the neighbours are loving it. Everyone's come around. One of the guys said if you get enough speed up, you can actually get some air over the last hump as you fly into the water. How amazing is that?
Best thing ever.
That's like when you were kids and you used to have those crappy little...
Well, I had a tarp.
Tarp on the lawn. Right? But how fun.
How
it's just
fun.
Next level.
My tarp went straight into the back of the house. That's how you stopped. You went dirt, and then just wall of the house.
Yeah, because most of the time it was grass, then concrete, like driveway.
Right.
So anyway, the council's gone, you're all having too much fun.
Oh.
Neighbours have been coming around wanting to have a slide. Kids have been coming around, and they've said it's a safety issue. And I think it's something to do with the fact that it's in breach of building and planning laws because it's just been whacked up, and it's not. And it's obviously involving a pool structure, and they've got to be very careful with pools that they're fenced properly. So now, like, the locals are so into it, they're coming up with ideas for how they can make it legal. So build a pool fence around it so it's still safe for the kids. They're all in on this.
This is awesome.
I know.
It's also a case of bureaucracy gone mad, right?
No, I don't reckon.
Okay.
I don't think you can whack in a fairground ride in your backyard involves a pool without making sure it passes safety.
I'm saying you can.
Well,
all the cool kids in my corner. Or the boring want to play by the rules over in Carrie's pool that has
feel
no
like,
giant
I don't want to be Debbie the
it.
Downer, but I feel like when it involves pools, you've got to follow the rules.
Well, you've put me in an impossible position where you know if I argue with you, I look like a jerk.
Yes, white van man. Okay, so what I want to discuss.
If there's no context, that sounds like the creepiest insult.
No point going into the context.
Yeah.
I want to hear about people who've done a similar thing, people who've pimped up their backyards.
I love it.
With the coolest stuff. And all the neighbours want to come around to your place and party.
Yeah, what have you done to it? That's awesome.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking pimping up your backyard.
Yeah.
There's a couple of guys in Perth. They got an old fairground slide, like, you know, the multicoloured slide you see when you go to the show. They've put it in their backyard. It goes right into the pool. Council's trying to shut it down, but, gosh, it's causing some fun.
Isn't it awesome?
Oh.
I mean, you'd just be the coolest kid. On the block, the area, the state.
I know.
Probably the country.
Chloe, how have you pimped up your backyard?
So we had a massive snowstorm in Canada, and my dad decided that since he couldn't open the garage door, we were going to make a ginormous, like, toboggan slide, and it went from the roof of the house down to the garage, across the front yard, and onto the road.
Oh!
This is why we need
snow.
To fight global warming, because if global warming happens too much, you won't be able to do that.
That's amazing.
It was amazing.
Did council try and shut it down?
Not so much. We had people asking us to, like, move it. And my dad's like, you can figure out how to move it.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, I know. And were you the coolest kid in the whole area, Chloe?
Almost as cool as the guy whose dad made an ice climbing wall in his backyard.
I mean,
you're in a cool suburb.
I want to go to Canada.
I know.
Sounds awesome.
I do want to go to Canada. I've heard it's amazing.
Yeah, beautiful.
Is it amazing,
people.
Chloe?
It was so much fun. It was so much fun.
Thanks, Chloe. Got Abby on the line. Abby, how cool's your backyard? How pimped up did it get?
So in my backyard, we've got a flying fox and it's about 20 metres long.
Oh, and how high is it, Abs?
That's a tough question.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Height. Don't worry about the height. It's high enough that it's fun, yeah, Abby?
It's like Dad got out a tire swing and he made it like a seat and then you pull a rope up and then you just let it go and it, like, goes down our whole front from backyard to front yard. And everyone loves it when lots of our friends come over. They're like, can we go on the flying fox, please, please, please? And I'm like, yeah, sure.
Abby, you are living the absolute dream.
Do you know what we've learnt from both of those stories? Dads are awesome. Both, that was Dad's idea, Chloe and Abby's.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you going to be like that when you're a dad?
Yeah. I don't, yeah.
Are you handy?
Yeah.
Could you hook up a tyre swing in the backyard?
Yeah, definitely. let's finish up with Luke. Luke, how pimped up's your backyard, mate?
Yeah, it was in my brother's yard. He actually excavated a dam and we put a little mini wakeboard park in the yard.
Oh, brilliant. I mean, that's amazing. And
oh, my God.
And so what pulled you around? Like, what did you get something in the middle, like, to cable you around?
It was a single rope tow at the other end, so it was just in a straight line. And we actually built, a slider in there as well. And the start of the rope tow was right near the road, so people would drive past. You on a wakeboard and go, what the hell are they doing?
oh, man.
I'm done. So that was so
council.
Awesome.
Council shut it down. Council came past.
And, cancels.
I can't say why. That one doesn't sound dangerous at all.
It was good. No one got hurt.
Mate, again, you are living the dream. That's great stuff.
You know my view on pools. So pool safety, council's done the right thing then.
Thanks for bringing us down off that high.
I just did that to annoy you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Just before we go, I didn't get to my final Bickmore's Bits, and it was another community service announcement. If you're driving around and you need to pee, pull over somewhere, buy yourself a scratchy, because a dude was on his way to work. He needed to pee. Okay. He pulled over, bought a scratchy, won 50 grand.
Did he?
Yep.
Did he pee?
Yep. I mean, win-win, hey?
Yeah. So do you pee before the scratchy or after? After.
During. Pee first, go get
during. During and guarantee the win?
What?
Okay.
No.
It's fine.
Why
see
did you
guys.
Ruin it?
I don't know. To be honest, I wish we'd finished.
Don't go on your phone. We haven't finished the show yet.
I thought it was.
You're giving up.
Hamish and Andy up next. Plenty more still to come. Rest of the week. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Everybody, be safe out there on the roads. Look after one another. That's all we've got time for. See you later. Bye now. Good stuff.
Adios.
You did pretty good.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast is ready to download now from the Hit Network app.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.